Okay, so are you ready for this? We're diving deep into a topic that I think is
I'm ready.
really good to get some people talking.
Yeah.
Why Geminis love chaos.
Oh, interesting.
We've got some really fascinating writing on this, and of course,
Oh.
to help us really get into it, we've got
Whoa.
our amazing expert to break it all down
Okay,
for us
excellent.
from the astrology side of things.
Looking forward to it.
So let's just jump right in, I
Yeah,
guess.
let's do it.
Our source material starts off with this really interesting line.
Okay.
It says that Geminis thrive in the whirlwind. So, like, right off the bat, what do you think about that?
I mean, it's interesting because I think it does a great job of summing up that like quintessential Gemini energy.
Okay.
It's not really that Geminis like love chaos just for the sake of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's really more about how they are just like naturally wired. You know, they've got this dual nature that makes them super adaptable and really drawn to change. So, you know, that whirlwind of activity actually keeps them engaged and like interested.
So when we talk about this like duality thing,
Right.
it's more than just, just being two-faced,
Well,
right?
for sure, for sure.
Like, what do we mean?
Yeah, it's not about being like shady or anything.
Okay.
Think of it more as like, you know, you have like two sides of the same coin. They're
Oh,
always
yeah.
interacting with each other.
Yeah.
Geminis are able to shift between these different ways of thinking and being so seamlessly that like if they were stuck in a
Yeah.
rigid and predictable environment, they might
Oh,
actually feel
literally.
kind of stifled and like suffocated.
Huh. So how does all of this tie into this idea that Geminis love chaos?
So think about it this way. If you thrive on novelty and you need constant mental stimulation, then chaos. You
Yeah.
know, those unexpected events, the new information, you know, plans changing,
Yeah.
that can actually be energizing and exciting. It feeds that curiosity and keeps them from getting bored.
It's funny you say that because when I think about the Geminis that I know, they
Yeah.
really do seem to like handle curveballs a lot better
Yeah.
than like most other people.
Yeah.
Is that like this duality in action?
It could very well be
Right.
because they're able to see like so many sides of every situation.
Right.
It allows them to adjust so quickly when things change.
Ah.
They don't get as thrown off by disruptions because they're already kind of comfortable with a bit of internal chaos anyway.
Okay, but hold on. Are we saying that like all Geminis
Yeah.
are like total chaos magnets? I
Right.
mean, isn't that a bit of a generalization?
That's a really good point
Yeah.
because while the like classic Gemini archetype might be drawn to some chaos, you know, individual experiences are going to be different.
Right.
Astrology is kind of like a framework, you
Yeah.
know, it's not like a set of absolute rules.
Okay.
So how a Gemini grows up, you know, their other personality traits,
Yeah.
even their specific birth chart, all those things play into how this duality actually shows up in their life.
So for anyone listening who might be a Gemini,
Yeah.
what would you say is like the takeaway here? Should they just like fully lean into chaos?
I wouldn't say it's about like seeking out chaos. It's
Okay.
more about recognizing this part of you that is just naturally there.
Right.
Embrace that adaptability, you know? Use that ability that you have to see things from different angles to
Yeah.
help you navigate change well. And don't be scared to step outside of that comfort zone.
Ooh, I like that.
That's where the good stuff happens.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's not about letting chaos like completely run your life.
Right.
It's about understanding how what comes naturally to you can help you
Yeah.
thrive in a world that's always changing.
Yeah. And you know what? This idea that we should embrace a little bit of chaos
Yeah.
could be good for anyone, no matter what their sign is.
Oh, that's interesting.
What if we all tried to be a little more adaptable, a
Yeah.
little more open to new things? It might unlock some new creativity and resilience in us.
Food for thought for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there,
Yeah.
I hope this gave you some new insights into the amazing world of Geminis and
Yeah.
their really interesting relationship with chaos.
Until what?
So until next time.
See you then.